Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to deal with new personnel in Washington. We're, of course, going to address the NBA Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Playoff Final. And we're going to talk about the French Open. Ooh, this is going to be a jam-packed show, so let's get to it now. Headlines, please! Dateline, Ashburn, Virginia. Former Super Bowl-winning quarterback Doug Williams of the Washington NFL franchise has returned to said franchise to take over as the new senior vice president of player personnel. Now, what role is that? Well, it means that he answers to only the owner, Dan Snyder, and the president, Bruce Allen. Every other person in the Washington NFL franchise have to answer to him. So it is a big, big, big responsibility. When he talked about the importance of the role and what it means to him, Doug had this to say about such a thing. Quote, I don't think by me knowing Bruce had the impact as much as the plan and the trust that he had in me. Close quote. As I said, he helped the Washington NFL franchise win the Super Bowl after the 1987 season. And now, 30 years later, he is back with the squad. I think it's a good move. I think it's a good hire. And hopefully that the Washington NFL franchise gets back to their winning ways that they were about to approach doing about 2 years ago and fell just short in doing last year. But in case if you think he has any delusions of grandeur, he had this to opine about whose team it is. Quote, let's be real here. Dan Snyder controls everything. He entrusted Bruce to be the president, and Bruce makes a lot of the decisions. He's the president, and he has the right to do whatever he wants, but he wanted to make sure Jay Gruden, the head coach, and I are on the same page. If we're on the same page, I don't think he'll interfere. Close quote. Dateline Atlanta. So with the play not being all that stellar in SunTrust Bank Park, there is this new promotion that has caught the internet's imaginations. It is called Beat the Freeze. And there is this video that has gone viral online, which there was a Braves fan that who got onto the field, and he ended up getting, I would say, at least a 200-foot head start. And then this guy in a tracksuit chases him down, and at the end of the race, surpasses him before the finish line. What makes it so funny is that the guy, not the runner, but the guy, the fan, falls face first and eats the dirt. Hey, I can't help it if that has actually been the most interesting thing I have seen all year in baseball. But if this is going to be a thing, I think the Braves have stumbled upon something really, really good. I really believe that. Dateline Nashville. So after that 6-0 mollywhopping the Penguins gave the Predators in Game 5, Game 6 was anything but a mollywhopping, as it was scoreless all throughout the first and second period and most of the third. The Penguins finally put the Predators out of their misery with a late goal off of Pekarinen's back and then an empty netter with under a minute to play for a 2-0 final score and the Penguins winning on the Predators' own floor. Lord's Stanley's Cup. It really has been a grueling playoff stretch for the Penguins because this would have been their 25th game. And of course, if they went back to Pittsburgh for game 7, it would have been game number 26 in the playoffs for them. But the star of the Penguins, Sidney Crosby, had this to opine and say about the Penguins and their resolve. Quote, the way we were able to get better with every series, that was a big thing for us. Close quote. And so was those fists to P.K. Subban's head. That helped a little too. Oh, I'm sorry. I digress. Dateline Nashville. Again. So after performances and catfish being tossed on the ice, the Predators gave it their best shot, and they had a controversial non-goal count early in the second period before they fell 2-0 to the Penguins in game 6 and not get the Stanley Cup. However, what has been a positive is that hockey has been established in the city of Nashville. Almost 20 years since the Predators first became a franchise, the team and the city have ridden each other basically to a fever pitch in excitement for the whole city and for the team. A fan was asked about the Predators' run and their impact on the city of Nashville. Quote, "I think everyone was so focused on how far the team went, the records that we set, the dominating game we played, the strength of our team, but the disallowed goal was just an unfortunate way to end and heartbreaking. I just think there's a lot of pride and support and excitement for the next season." Close quote. Yeah, I would say there's a whole lot of excitement for the next season, and I look forward to seeing how Nashville takes to the Predators after this 2017 Stanley Cup playoff run. When I come back, we're going to talk about another champion in a pun for the review, but immediately following the break, we're going to address yet another champion, Rafa, number 10. Come on back. For news, for action, for entertainment, for inspiration, for intellect, for comedy, all within a sports package. Come on down to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. It has everything you want. Merchandise, books, newsletter signings, anything that you want for that exciting sports fan. Come on down to ColeSportsWithAZ.com and get all of your action. Cole Sports, available on social media everywhere, and Cole Sports with a Z dot com. So with a 6-2, 6-3, 6-1 victory over the 2015 French Open champion Stan Wawrinka, Rafael Nadal wins his 15th overall Grand Slam in tennis, and now his 10th, his record extending 10th Grand Slam on Roland Garros. It's just a phenomenal feat. I'm blown away by the fact that we have this guy who is supposedly in the twilight of his career.
Hit it!
Oh, gosh, no.
Talk to the people!
Really, do we have to do this now?
Man up. Sponsored by nobody. But Cole is gonna get the bad mouth.
No, ain't nobody gonna be talking bad on my show. This is my show. Oh, Lord, man of God, you even have the voiceover guy laughing. Speed it up. What do you want?
Oh, my gosh, Cole. I thought you would have learned your lesson by picking NFL playoff games. But in picking the finals in the NBA, we now know you are fraudulent.
Look, man, I had a gut feeling that it was going to go.
How on earth did you actually say out of your mouth that the Cleveland Cavaliers would beat the Golden State Warriors in six games?
Look, get off.
I asked this question before, and I'll ask this question again. Do you pay attention, and do you watch the play that is on the screen?
Yeah, pay attention to what's on the screen.
I said, do you watch
you
the play that is on the screen?
Yeah, pay attention to what's on the screen. I just thought that the Cavaliers...
Well, it's apparent that you don't watch what's on the screen because you would not have picked a team that would have been so inferior to another if you were to say that they were going to win in six games. Explain yourself, Cole. Explain yourself, Cole. Why?
Oh, I got a question for you. Why were you...
Why do you be so wrong?
Yeah, why did you get a disappearing act when I called you out after the Super Bowl? Where were you?
Oh, Lord. I just can't believe you're so wrong, Cole. Why are you so wrong?
Look, the next time you come on this show, I will turn off your mic.
What? Your time is up.
Get!
Tune in next time as Cole has to once again...
Man up!
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry for that utter disrespectful interruption. So to actually get my show back on its right course, when I come back, we're going to put the said Golden State Warriors, the 2017 NBA champions, upon further review. Cole Sports
with a Z.
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 If you want news, action, comedy, entertainment, and intellect all in one bowl, go to Cole Sports
with a Z.
That is Cole Sports
with a Z.
.com. Cole Sports. Available on social media networks everywhere. And Cole Sports with the Z. .com. Coming up on the next episode of Cole Sports, what are we going to talk about now? Since the NHL and the NBA finals are both history, we now have to turn our attention more to the NBA draft, the NBA awards, the NFL 2017 season. Tune into that and more coming up on this show. But see, that's for the future. For the present, though, we're going to put this subject upon further review. So apparently there was some controversy with the now reigning defending world champs, the Golden State Warriors, saying, or at least some of them saying, that they wouldn't visit the White House upon winning the championship. And you can pretty much name your reason as to why. But that is what the scuttlebutt was coming out of Oakland. The owner of the Warriors, Joe Lacob, wanted to defuse all the situation and just take it in stride. So he was interviewed on First Take, ESPN, and he had this to say about the situation. Quote, I can't believe we're getting this question already. But honestly, that's something we'll worry about at the time. That's a long time from now. Close quote. Yeah, it is a long time from now. But it seems as though your team is getting flack already. The champagne was barely dry on your face, and you get hit with this question. Well, here was a statement that the team itself released upon that understanding. Quote, today is all about celebrating our championship. We have not received an invitation to the White House, but will make those decisions when and if necessary. Close quote. Now, for those who are in the uninitiated pool, the head coach, Steve Kerr, has been vehement in his disapproval of Trump in many press conferences, almost to the level of Greg Popovich. Not quite, but almost. We have heard Stephon Curry, after finding out that Under Armour supports Trump, in their statement saying that, quote, Trump is a great asset to the country. Close quote. Curry's response to that was, quote, that statement is true if you take the et out of it. Close quote. So you sort of get the understanding of how the team feels about it. Even David West, one of their grizzly old veterans, had this to opine as well about it. Quote, I will probably decline the opportunity. Close quote. Now, of course, there has been some uproar and outrage about these teams declining or players on teams declining White House visits. Remember, all the way back in January, LeBron James said, look, when our team wins, I'm not even going to the White House. I'm not even going to set foot in a Trump hotel. So you can forget it. It's their choice. But there was an MMA boxer, and I forget his name. But after a victory, he said, quote, the Warriors. I will gladly take that invite and visit President Trump myself. Close quote. And I think what people are forgetting is that the country stands for freedom. The First Amendment, one of the tenets of the First Amendment, says freedom of speech. So, if this is what the Warriors feel, fine. Let them feel that. Let them be at one with that. Let them embrace it. Let them actually do what they, in this case, don't want to do. If they don't want to visit the White House, more power to them. If they do want to visit the White House, guess what? More power to them. I don't think it reflects in either way if they are more or less American if they do or don't. If we're going to be fighting for freedoms, then why is it that we have to have freedom for certain things, but we got to be regulated and regimented in others? There are more than 320 million Americans on this country's soil. We've had soldiers die for the last 240 years to either gain or preserve the tenets of freedom that supposedly exist in this country. And there are many, many situations, many tenets, many scenarios where we all can say, well, that land of the free, home of the brave statement, that's a lie. It can be proven. Now, I'm not going to go into how it can be disproved, but just turn on the news and you can see for yourself on a daily basis that it is a lie. So if there are citizens who simply don't support a president, that's their right. That's their right. There were some who did the same with President Obama. And there's some that are doing the same with President Trump. And if that is the case, okay. That's on them. but you don't have to ridicule them for a decision they made. Would you want to have the same thing happen to you if you made that same decision? Whether you want to go to the White House or not? I didn't think so. Let them live. If the whole team is going to decline the invitation to go to Washington to shake hands with President Trump, that's on them. What's on you is to preserve their freedom to do so or not. If you happen to like this episode or any episode of this canon thus far, come on down to ColeSports.com, and that's with a Z. That's ColeSports.com with a Z. You can get books. You can get free audio. Not just of my show, but of books. You can also sign up to get the Cole Sports newsletter. You can get the opportunity to speak on this program in our Cole Sports VIP speak segment. You can do all of that. Come on down to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You can do all of that, plus listen to this episode and past episodes on Cole Sports with a Z. .com. And it doesn't matter VIP, where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. Just one simple thing I ask of you. It's really simple. All you gotta do is enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.